morning. Time for our cool conversation. I'm George Plummer. With us today, we have Lily Huckabee with the Chickasha Public Library. Always good to have you on, Lily. How you doing?
Good morning. It's great.
Doing good. We also have Angie Lewis with the Friends of the Library. Hey, Angie.
Good morning.
We've got a lot of things to talk about with the library, including the upcoming Chocolate Festival that'll be coming up right before Valentine's Day. So, gosh, less than a month away from that. But that and more on our program today. And we want to thank our friends with the Community Bank of Oklahoma and Stanley Systems for helping us out. So, Lily, let's first talk about some of the things going on at the library. And always something for people of all ages.
All ages. I can't hardly list all the children's programs we have all the time. But I want to focus first on our Senior Adult Resource Fair on January 24th. It's a come-and-go event from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., where senior adults can come and get lots of good information from various organizations that are sending representatives, things like the Senior Nutrition Center and Sooner Nutrition, and some financial information, and the Friends of the Library and the library, the programs that we have going on. And so there are two goals there for this program. One, to get information that helps seniors in various ways, and also to provide organizations the opportunity to people to volunteer, because some people need something to do once they retire.
Mm-hmm.
And so both opportunities are there for us.
This is a program that was scheduled a couple of weeks ago, but it got snowed out, I guess, right?
It did. Yeah. But that was actually a blessing in disguise, mm-hmm. because then we've added two more vendors that can come on the 24th. So, yeah, the weather's looking good the 24th. And so we hope lots of people will come out and just come and visit with us and get some great information for that.
Yeah, coming up this next Friday.
Yep,
so
next Friday.
We'll mark that. It's free.
Yeah, absolutely. It's free. That's what we do.
All right. And another senior program we're going to be starting here pretty quick, right?
In February, we're teaching free computer classes, very, very basic classes. We start with computer skills. This is a mouse. This is a keyboard. This is what you do with them. And literally, really, we do that. It's maybe funny to say, but in this day and age, there's still people that need this help. So come and learn about computers and learn how to do the things you need to do. Other classes are internet basics. What is the internet and what can you do and how do you do it? And email, how to manage your email and stay safe, not get tangled up in malware and problems. So come and Michelle and I will teach computer classes in February, the 18th, the 25th, the 27th, and 28th.
You want people to sign up, I guess, ahead of time?
Not really. Just come on in.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll make sure to tell folks about that between now and then and get some folks in there. So what about cell phones? Is that maybe something you might be looking at a little bit later?
No, one of these classes is mobile devices.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I do, we go over their phones. You'd be surprised what your phone can do. A lot of people, I use mine as a computer all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It can do an amazing variety of things. And yes, that's an option. And also video conferencing is an option. How to use Facebook Live, how to use Zoom, there's various platforms there.
Or even just talking to your family, FaceTime on your cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something too. So, all right, just a few of the things coming up to the library. Let's talk to Angie Lewis a little bit about the big chocolate celebration, and always a big event, and looking forward to another one this year, Angie.
Yes, this will be our 13th year for the chocolate celebration. It's February the 13th. It's on a Thursday from 5 to 7 at Epworth Life Center. So there'll be lots of chocolate, lots of people. It's the event of the year.
No doubt, and very popular, and a lot of folks come out for this. You've got a lot of vendors, and it's just great to see all this chocolate laid out throughout the lifestyle. I mean, thousands, literally thousands of servings of chocolate.
Literally thousands, yes. And you walk in that room and you can just smell it.
Yes.
It's great.
And you're already getting organized. You've already got a number of table yes. sponsors and things, right?
We have 18 table sponsors this year, which is a few more than last year. So we're going strong. And we have good corporate sponsors. So, yes.
And what are the requirements for a table sponsor? What's the minimum number of servings they need to bring and all that?
Each table sponsor needs to bring at least 200 servings. And just set up a table. They can bring their own little handouts for their organization. Mm-hmm. They kind of, you know, get their organization's name out there a little bit. And
do some yeah. some table decorations and
decorations,
things.
Decorations, mm-hmm. yeah. They can go as elaborate as they want to or just come give away chocolate.
There you go. And that's what it's all about. So all right. Who do they need to call you to get information
about that? They could call
me
or they could call the library, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. So. Okay, that's yeah. easy enough.
So, yeah, we can accept table sponsors up to that last week, really. Mm-hmm. But we would like to know ahead of time if we could.
And why that time of year? Why do we have it?
Because Valentine's Day yes. is the next day.
Okay,
so
right.
they can buy two or three tickets and fill two or three boxes. They can take one home and eat, and they can give the other two away to their Valentine the next day. It's perfect.
Eat them all themselves, I guess.
They could.
But it really is a great event, and the groups have a great time doing it, too.
They do. So. They really enjoy it.
Will there yes. be, like, an auction of some cakes or
We will have a
like
bake sale.
Bake sale,
There'll
okay.
be some mm-hmm. bake sale items, like cakes and cookies, and, yeah, there will be.
All right, so that's 5 to 7 p.m. Friday, February 13th, Epworth Church Life Center.
Thursday, right February 13th.
Whatever day I Thursday. Said, I meant Thursday. So,
right, tickets are on sale at the library.
Okay, yeah.
And then all the table sponsors also have tickets.
All right, let's mention some of the table sponsors while we
get a couple
minutes.
Well, we have the Altrusa Club, the Bank of Commerce, Ben and Jay's Pizza, the Chickasha Area Arts Council, the Community Theater, the Kiwanis Club, Epworth School, Epworth Methodist Church, and then Epic Charter School, the Grady County 4-H. There are two OHCE groups, Own and Staffing, R&B Mowing, and Red Rock, Storytime Moms. So there's just a wide variety.
At the Grand Avenue Dental Center on there?
They are a corporate sponsor.
They are corporate sponsors,
they're a corporate
okay.
sponsor. We have a platinum corporate sponsor this year, the Kiwanis Club.
Nice. Mark your calendars. Thursday, February 13th. We'll be telling you about it between now and then. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us here on The Cool Conversation. Lily Huckabee with the Chickasha Public Library with us. And in the first segment, we talk about the chocolate celebration. And every year, that money is used for a number of projects. So what are we looking at here for 2025?
For 2025 will be part two of our sign project inside the library. In 2024, the money paid for hanging signs in the library that designates areas of the library, like the children's area, the teens area, fiction and nonfiction. For 2025, we're going to order matching signs that are in-panel signs, so they'll designate which books are on this aisle. And so it's going to look really nice.
Now, the money before has been used for the doors at the library.
Doors, years ago. We just love these automatic doors. Although right now they're making noise, but
uh-oh.
That's irrelevant. Automatic doors. You can walk in with your hands full, which is fun. And also the new circulation desk and shelves behind it looks really nice. And that was our latest project.
How many books? I'm just estimated. How many books do you have in the library?
What do you guess, George?
Oh, I don't know. It's got to be a couple of thousand at least, right? I mean, is that high or low? Really?
That's very low.
Very low, okay.
And we are doing an inventory right now, mm-hmm. so we'll be able to be specific with it. But because we weed and we add constantly, but we hover right around 50,000 items. And that's, you know, mostly books, but we have audio material. We have a few DVDs and children's kits, but yeah, right around $50,000 items.
And you swap about every now and then, and
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. constantly.
All right, and we'll be having another Friends of the Library book sale, I guess. I sure hope so. Angie may have some information about that.
We have it scheduled for October 6th through the 18th, I believe.
Okay, so that's going to be
a little ways away, but yeah, it'll be in the fall.
Okay, mm-hmm. You used to have one in the spring, it seems like. Anyway, we'll have information about that as that comes around. You've got a couple of interesting programs that are going to be getting started here. First Thursday in February, right?
Yes. We're doing literary conversations. In the fall, we had a Let's Talk About It, where we had, it's a book club. We had visiting professors come down from Oklahoma City and review books. So that program ended in December, so I thought, let's just keep it going and add a local flair to it. So we've called it Literary Conversations. It's the first Thursday of each month, January through May, at 6:30 p.m., with local people doing the book reviews. Angie Lewis reviewed a book in January. In February, a young man named Brandon Meeks is going to review the book Dracula.
There we go.
I think that will be very interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you know Brandon, there you go.
And that's just a come and go. Don't have to sign up to attend or anything.
You don't need to sign up, but you need to come for the whole program.
Definitely, yeah.
And hear the entire conversation and participate. It's a conversation. It's not just a lecture. And so we have a good time sharing opinions and insights into that book. And each month is a different book and a different speaker.
You've got the community room, which is used quite a bit. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, people like to have birthday parties and baby showers there. But we utilize it for lots of things like the blood drive. OBI is coming down and doing a blood drive. They come down about every other month for us. This February 7th, 3 to 6 p.m., they'll be there doing a blood drive. And you can go online and make an appointment if you like. Not at the library. Mm-hmm. We don't do their scheduling for them.
They could call me. I do some blood drive coordinating for them, so they can give me a call here at the business line. We'll get them set up for doing that.
And you can just walk right in, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so come in and do your friendly giving and donate blood.
Your donation can save three lives. It's real easy to do. So we appreciate everybody that can do that. One more senior program that's going to be coming up.
In March. And I haven't stated the dates yet.
Okay.
Because for that program, people need to apply. I can't accommodate 20 or 30 people, so I have to select the most likely candidates. This program is called Matter of Balance. It's for senior adults. And in there, we're really, really going to talk about balance and how to keep your balance well, keep it going, don't lose your balance, fall prevention. There'll be exercises, there'll be a notebook that we'll work our way through with information. And so this program is developed by OHAI, Oklahoma Healthy Aging Initiative. They're a nonprofit organization that function under the umbrella of OU Health Center. So we know it's a good program because it has good development.
And that's going to be starting when?
It's in March. Mm-hmm. And it will be 2 hours, 2 days a week for the entire month of March. So that's quite a commitment. So the way people can register for that, if you will, is please call the library and ask to speak to me. And we'll talk about if that's a good fit for that individual.
222-6075?
Correct.
All right. I've got it committed to memory. How about that?
It's been that number for a while.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. Lily, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate information about the library. And Angie Lewis, thank you for coming in and sharing info about the chocolate celebration coming up Thursday, February 13th, 5 to 7 at the Epworth Church Life Center. $6 for 6 servings of chocolate, right?
Correct.
And buy as many tickets as you want.
Yes, fill as many boxes.
Okay, thanks so much. That's our Cool Conversation program for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and a big thanks to our sponsor, Stanley Systems and Community Bank of Oklahoma.